Got your Bibles, turn with me for a few moments to Matthew 11. Very, very familiar passage of Scripture. One of the sweetest ones I find in the Bible. Just three verses. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. St. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Verse number 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke's easy and my burden light." My yoke is what? Easy. And my burden is light. If you're burdened down with cares of this life, whatever it might be, I want to tell you something. You got one there that will help. I'm glad he can. And he'll give rest. I believe he's give rest, and sometimes people don't realize what he's really giving them. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're grateful for your loving kindness and mercy that you've shown toward us day by day, moment by moment. God, thank you for the opportunity of coming back together with this your people. No, Lord. We know that you're the same as when you spoke these words. Oh God, we pray that you'd speak them to us again this morning. Oh God, we need it in this restless hour, in this hour of torment, toil, and heaviness, and anything else that we face. Oh God, we need it as believers, and truly those that outside of Christ need to come to you. Dear Lord, we pray. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. But he said, "Come to me." He didn't say just come. He didn't say to go to anybody else. He didn't say get that peace from going to a preacher or a priest or going even to the house of God. But he said, "If you'll come to me, come to me," he said. He's the only one that can give the peace of God. And the rest, it comes from God. You know, as you find in the book of Hebrews, you find where God said that they didn't enter into rest. Why? Because of the unbelief. You know what? You know, God created this earth. He rested on the Sabbath day. But you know what? Listen, we worship it on the resurrection day. But still there's a rest. There's a peace that we can have in our Lord Jesus Christ. In a world that's full of turmoil, in a world that's full of trouble, he said, "Come to me. Come unto me," he said. It must be him. It must be Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only one that can give you peace. People are looking everywhere else in the world, trying to find happiness and peace and joy, and trying to find that peace, but don't have it. They don't have peace, can't lay down at night and rest. They don't have that rest. Don't taste them. There is a rest for the people of God. God didn't save us. Listen, when you know your sins are forgiven, washed in the blood of the Lamb, they're gone forevermore. That's a rest that we can have from God like no other rest. You want to rest? You want to rest at night? You want to rest in the daytime? Find that peace. He said, "Come unto me, all ye." Who? Everybody. All. He said, "You can come to me." Anyone can come to him. I remind you of many verses, and some verses in the Bible, where he said, he came unto his own, John the first chapter, and his own received him not. He said, "Many as receive him, to them gave power to become the sons of God." I'm telling you, He's out with outstretched arms saying, come to me. Come on. I got something I want to give you. Come unto me. All. Not one, not some, not a few. All. Everybody. I got to look at these words. He said, ye. That includes you. That includes me. I tell you, I still keep going back to him and calling, Lord, let the rest of, let your rest flow through my heart and life. It's a restful, a rest like you've never known. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's satisfying. It's fulfilling. That's what the rest of God will. He said, oh, ye that labor, you may be laboring. You can labor for God. You can work in the vineyard of God. But I want to tell you something. You still need, you got to have him to have that rest. If you're laboring, if you're working, he said, just look to me. I'll give you rest even in the midst of it. If you labor and heavy laden, loaded down with cares and laden down with them, whether it be troubles, whether it be sorrows, whether it be heartaches, whether it be whatever you may be going through. And my heart's heavy this morning as you lose part of your family. That's why I had to cry out to God last night. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, that don't have to mess up our rest in you. Because thank God, we know there's a better place waiting on us. Are you restless? So I might want to say, if I had a little title for this morning, this little word God's laid on my heart a few days ago, it'd be rest for the restless. And that's where we are in this generation now. Rest for the restless. Oh, can't be satisfied. Can't be listened on how the rest and the peace of God. But he said you can find. He said that line. He goes on and he says, if you heavy laden, burdened down with sorrow and trouble, anything else, I will give you rest. I believe God will do exactly what he said he'd do. When he said, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest, he'll give it to you. And if you don't, we don't have rest, it's called it up, coming to him and asking him for it or coming and yielding to him. He said, I'll give you something. It's strange to me. Salvation's a gift. The rest of God's a gift. And very thing that we need sometimes won't receive a gift. What's the reason we won't receive it? Well, yeah. And some people think, you see, Jesus said, my yoke's easy. I'm getting ahead of myself, Abraham. He said, my yoke's easy and my burden's light. You know, some people think it's the hardest thing in the world to live for God to ever be in. It's the easiest thing. You know what? Some makes some people so hard trying to live for God, you got to have the liver on the inside. Don't never forget that. I tried it a little bit too. Didn't work. But when the liver come on the inside, thank God I got some help. In fact, he's just living in there. He said, what? Exactly, he's in there. You got born to the Word of God, that's why I love it. Got born to the Spirit of God, that's why it's so sweet. And hallelujah. And that's why a lot of times people say, well, it's hard. You just can't live for God in the day and hour we live in. No, I never heard God say that. He said, my yoke's easy. He said, my burden's light. It is. Very easy and very light. And he goes on down. He says, he'll give us that rest. He goes down verse 29 and says, He said, take my yoke. There's some things in here. First thing, you got to come to him. He said, I want you to take something. Take my yoke. Your cup with him. Take my yoke. Then he said something else. Learn of me. The more you get acquainted with him, the more you learn about Jesus, Hallelujah. That's why he said, learn of me. How are you going to learn about him? Somebody going to tell you about him? No, you don't know how to get before it. You go know how to get in his book here. In his word. Yes. I remember hearing an old preacher, and we pulled it up the other day and listened to that again. Oh, Brother Crumpton. He preached on Jesus. And buddy, I heard him preach it in person. And in fact, he preached it right over here at the Mount Zion campground way back. And you know what? It started in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, he's a creation. I wish I could. It's hard enough for me to even remember the chapters. I mean, even remember the books in the Bible. But every book in the Bible, he'd say, this is in Genesis, he's a creation. Right on through every book of the Old Testament, every book of the New Testament, and every one of his word book, he's in it. That's Jesus. That's a message if you can hear it. You ought to hear it. I've never forgotten it, but I can't quote it, Adrian, but I tell you what, I've never forgotten what he said that night. Jesus. 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 That's him. That's him. And he said, learn of me. I want to know more about him. I want to get more acquainted with him. I want to be closer to him. That's what he said, learn of me. You know what's wrong with this generation? Ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Learning everything and studying everything except one thing. We need to learn more about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We need to learn more about him and know more about him. That's why he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. And then I'm going to look at that next verse and said, I am. I make him holy. When I think about the eternal one, God himself manifested in the flesh, the King of kings and the Lord of lords would say he humbled himself. Did you know a lot of times, listen, those in high places exalt themselves, but no, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. What a Savior. Hallelujah. Eternal God humbled himself and became obedient to the death of the cross. He did it for you. He did it for me. Hallelujah. He said, I am. I reminded when I read it, said, I am. The Holy Ghost reminded me of something, what he said to him. And he said to Moses at the burning bush, oh, Moses said, who am I? Who am I to you to send me over to deliver them children of Israel out of bondage? He said, I tell you what, it's not who you are, in the essence of what he was saying. But Moses said, who am I? But you know what he said? You go tell them that I am that I am. I am sent you. Deliver them. And I will be with you. And he said right here, I am. He's still the I am. Jesus had many appearances in the Old Testament. Who you think it was walking in the lion den? Huh? Or the fire? Who you think it went down there and shut their mouths of them lions? Who you think it was that walked into the furnace? It looked like the Son of God. That was him. The great I am. And that's why he said here in this verse of scripture, I am. I am that I am. And I'm amazed when I think about him. King of kings, Lord of lords, infinite, eternal, all wise, heavenly Father, all wise God, would humble himself. That's what he said. I am meek and lowly in heart. That's my Lord. That's my Lord. Willing to go to that cross and die. Take my sins. All was laid upon him. He shares everything. Did it all for me. Hallelujah. He humbled himself and came obedient even to the death of the cross. Can you imagine that? You know, when they came to Judas betrayed him with that kiss, he came out there to arrest him. Whom seek ye? You know, he just spoke a word and they fell backwards. They didn't have 1 ounce of power over him. All he had to do, he could just open his mouth, destroy them, or could have sent angels to got them out. But he willingly humbled himself, went to an old cruel cross. We have eternal life. Folks, I don't know. I don't know if that don't touch your heart. I don't know what would. What will? Thank God he did. The great I am did that. The one I am that said I'm meek. I'm lowly in heart. He's so good. So wonderful. You know, I was thinking, many got called. Jesus said, looked over the city of Jerusalem. He said, oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. How often would I gather you under my arms like a hen, yet through little idiots? But said you wouldn't. You wouldn't come. You wouldn't come. I think about one of the parables in the Bible where it said Jesus prepared a feast. They prepared a feast. He sent and told them, said, come. Come on. One of them said, I bought some land. I got to go see it. I can't come. Another one said, I bought some oxen. I can't come. I got to go prove them. Another one said, I married a wife. I can't come. Excuse. Excuses won't hold the water in the day of judgment. He still with outstretched arms said, come. You know, some things you hear a preacher will never forget. I heard a preacher preach that in a revival on that very thing I just mentioned. Back in 1960 something. 66, 7, somewhere in there, 8. You know what he preached on, Brother Donnie? Two fools and a henpecked husband. That's what he said. And I agreed with him. You don't buy land without. You don't buy land without seeing it, no, do you? You don't buy oxen if you never tried them, proved them, Brother Larry, they may not plow. And here's another one. You may give an excuse. You may have a companion that say, won't go with you to the house of God. Don't you use that for excuse. You go right on. By the behavior of the wife, and it works for the husband too, the other one can be converted. That won't work. Excuses at excuses. When we get there before God, it's not going to work. Oh, Lord, I would have, but. No, he said, come. Come unto me, he said. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So he goes on and he says, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Well, I believe God gives us rest at our conversion. And I think he wants us to take his yoke. I think he wants us to follow him, learn about him. And we can even find more rest as we learn more about him, as we walk with him, as we talk with him. Yes, we can. Thank God we can. We sure can. And he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank God it is. You haven't forgotten the night the Lord saved you, have you? Or day or whenever it was. You'll never forget that moment. I can remember it. I was breathless again. I felt like a ton of weight come off my chest. Felt like it. Brother Leroy, I couldn't help but go by and tell. I said, I got to go by and tell Mom and Daddy what happened to me. I thought I'd gotten a new world. Everything will look different. God gave me a rest. And I've been resting in Him since that August night, 1965. And thank God He lifted the burden. I found out His way, learning of Him, walking in His Word, is a peace, a joy, and rest like I never knew before. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even want to go to sleep at night. I didn't want to get on the road. I was on a Holy Ghost conviction. Before I was converted, I was coming back from Bluntstown late one evening on an ice cream truck. I was coming up that road. If y'all were familiar with that road, used to be trains there running over the road. I weren't that familiar with it. I'd been going that way long. There was trees there. And all of a sudden, I didn't know it was running that way or that way. I didn't know which way it was running. And I heard a freight train just blow his horn right out our side of it. Scared me to death. Holy Ghost still saying, well, if you had been somewhere, where would you have been? I don't know whether you believe or not. I believe in Holy Ghost conviction. The Spirit of God convicts. And what we lack in today is that same conviction that will convict people. Now, they lost. Got to be saved. Got to be born again. Whatever you want to call it. He didn't say, come make a decision. He said, come to me. Decisions, professions, even being baptized, won't do it. Surely we need to be baptized, but we must have a born again experience. And there's no way to get that except come to Christ. Come unto me, he said. Are you burdened? Are you heavy laden? Are you restless? Come find rest in our Lord. Would you stand with me this morning as we sing?